Guys, in on a little something. You probably already know this. You were up here for the sermon. When I give a children's sermon, I get to talk to you, but I also get to talk to everyone else. Did you know that? One time somebody told me, one of the grown-ups, they said, I really enjoy the children's sermon. I even enjoy it more than the regular sermon. And I thought, well, that's great, because it's for you too. So when I talk to the grown-ups, I'm talking to you too. When I talk to you, I'm talking to the grown-up. Every sermon is for everyone, and hopefully it builds us all up. Especially today, though. It's the first Sunday in February, even more so, because we had a feast day last week that came and went. And what I mean by that is we had some weather or threat of a weather or whatever that was, and things were closed, and we didn't have the special service for the feast day on Tuesday. So Tuesday was a very special feast day in the church, one of the 12 major feasts. Anybody know what it was? This is the icon right here. It's the meeting of the Lord, or the presentation of the Lord. And this is an important feast day for us because of what happens with Mary and Jesus in that gospel lesson, and also what we do today in imitation of Mary and Jesus. So first of all, we want to talk about what is the meeting of the Lord? What's the presentation of the Lord? Well, after Jesus was born, his mother Mary, being a good, pious Jewish woman, did what the law of Moses required. And it says in the Gospel of Luke many times, according to the custom, according to what was required. She was doing everything according to what her faith taught. So a woman had a baby. And then in those days, she stayed away from the temple in what they called her purification. She had a period of time where she did not go into the temple or approach. That was 40 days. And after 40 days, she brought baby Jesus into the temple. And they met an old man whose feast day was this week too. We heard him in the hymns. His name is Simeon. He was a very old man. When I say very old, he was probably more than 100. And what the hymns teach us about Simeon and why he's so important is because Simeon knew about Jesus before he was even born. He was studying the Old Testament. He was translating it even. And he heard that Jesus would be born of the Virgin Mary. And it was told to Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ, until he saw Jesus. So in that gospel lesson from Luke, and in the feast day that we celebrate on February 2nd, Mary brings Jesus into the temple and she presents him. And Simeon, the old man, sees Jesus and he's filled with joy and he prays. And the prayer he prays is the one that we pray at Vespers every time. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. The words that the righteous Simeon said. It's called Saint Simeon's Prayer. So that's what's going on in the feast day. Do you guys know that we do that in the church today? When moms have babies, do you know that they stay away for 40 days? How many of you knew that? Yeah. And then what happens after 40 days is they bring the baby into the church. And there's two things that happen in the churching of a baby. The first thing is about mom. Mom gets churched. She gets re-entered into the church. She gets reintegrated into sacramental life because for 40 days she didn't come to church. She stayed at home with baby. She took care of the things that a mother needs to take care of. So just like Mary stayed away for 40 days, a mom today stays away for 40 days. So then not going to church for 40 days means she has to reconnect. So mom gets re-entered into the church, and we say a special prayer for mom. She takes communion for the first time since having the baby, and she prepares for that by taking confession. So the first thing is about mom. The second thing is about baby, of course. Just like Mary and Joseph brought baby Jesus into the temple and offered him to God, moms bring their babies to church and they offer them to God. They want to present the baby and say, this baby is from God, and offer the baby up to God. You know, sort of committing the child to grow up in the fear of God, in the teachings of the church, and to know who God is. It's kind of making a commitment that you're going to baptize the child and raise him in the church. It's that first step. So baby gets churched and mom gets churched. And those two things happen in a very special churching. We've seen it. It happens during liturgy. Well, when we offer a baby up to God, it's like we're saying we're going to belong to God. We're going to be faithful to him. We're going to serve him. And when I hear the word serve, especially, I think about what's our theme for the creative festivals. How many of you guys know what the theme is for creative festivals this year? You may have started working on your projects, right? Does it have the word serve in it? Do you know it by heart? Anybody know it by heart? You want to tell me? Emma? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Very good. That's taken from a passage in the Old Testament. And I know in our classes, we've been talking about service quite a bit. And there are many ways that we can serve the Lord. It's a theme of Sunday school this year. Even apart from the creative festivals, we talk about service. And I visited the classrooms. I know that you're brainstorming. You're making lists. You're trying to ask yourself, how can I be a servant of the Lord? And there are many, many ways to do that. I'm not going to talk about that today, because I know you're talking about it in Sunday school. Most importantly, as we heard in the gospel today, Jesus expects us to take care of whatever we've been given. They're called talents. That could be money, it could be the gifts that God gives us, whatever resource we're given as by the grace of God, we're expected to do something with it. So you might want to think about what your talent is, what your gift is, what God gave you and how he blessed you, and how you're going to return that back to him. How you're going to serve him through utilizing and making the best of those gifts. But that's all I'm going to say about that aspect of the quote. The other thing I want to say is that you guys know who Joshua is? Because that is from the book of Joshua. Who was Joshua? Was Old Testament, New Testament, Jeffrey? He's from the Old Testament. And he succeeded, he came after, he was the replacement, the one to take the place of, do you know who? A very important person. Who? Okay, Gabriel? Moses, right? Moses is big. Moses led the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt. He took them into the wilderness. He spoke to God. He led them into the promised land. He prepared them to enter the promised land. But Moses died before they got to the promised land. They had to be really patient and wait on God. They had to trust in God. God fed them. He nourished them. He spoke to them. But they had to wait to enter the promised land. And Moses died before they got to the promised land. Before Moses died, he appointed Joshua, the son of Nun, to take his place. So Joshua would be the leader of the Israelites as they entered into the promised land. So here are these people. They have a covenant with God. They heard the commandments. They spent 40 years waiting for him, learning how to be patient and how to rely on him. And they get to the promised land with Joshua leading them. And what do you think they found in the promised land? Was everybody holy and good and righteous and believed in God? No. Quite the opposite. There was idolatry. There was people who never heard of God. There were people who believed in earthly power, you know, and they didn't know the scriptures, and they worshipped other gods. So it was a total different kind of experience for the people of God. So Joshua and the people had to say something. They had to make a choice. What do you do when you go into this land where nobody believes in God? Where nobody believes like you do. What do you do? Do you act like them and worship idols? Do you forget the God who took you out of Egypt? What do you have to do? You have to recommit yourself to him, right? That's what Joshua does. Despite all the variety of worship practices and the idolatry and the people who never heard of God in that land of Canaan, Joshua said, as for me and my house, my people, the people I live with that I'm the head over, we will serve God. We will serve the Lord. And in the Old Testament, the Lord, when it's written in all capitals, it means the God who spoke to Abraham, the God who delivered Moses and the Israelites out of Egypt, the God who created, the God who is the Father of Jesus. It means the real God, the God of the Bible, the one we believe in and we still worship today. So Joshua committed himself to serving God and being faithful to Him. I talk about that today in light of service and in light of youth. We have our young people up here today, and we have everybody. It's not a lot unlike our world today, entering into the land of Canaan, the people of Israel. It's not a lot unlike being an Orthodox Christian in the world today. Because we come to church, we take the sacraments, we believe, we are taught, and we have a faith. Then we go out into the world, and it's what? It's the wilderness. There's all kinds of belief. There are people who believe strange things, who never heard of God, who think Jesus is merely a prophet, who think all sorts of things and believe and worship things we don't believe and worship, right? So that's just a fact of life. Our world is like that. What do we do? What should we do? Should we be like them? Should we learn how to worship foreign gods? Should we learn who Jesus is apart from what the church teaches us? You know? There's all kinds of opportunities for learning in the world. We have to ask ourselves, what is important to us and how committed are we to God? So just like Joshua and his family and his people who said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, each and every one of us here today, the young people and the grown-ups, have to commit ourselves to the God, right? The one who saved us by Jesus dying on the cross, the one who created us, the one who liberated us from sin and death, the one who feeds us His Son's body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, the one true God. We have to commit ourselves to serving God. So what does that mean for you guys? You're here, you're in church, you love God, you were taught, you were baptized. It means that someday you're going to have to make a choice, probably. You're going to go out into the world, you're going to meet people. You might want to marry somebody who doesn't believe. And then what do? You have to make a really hard decision, right? You might be in a group of people where your faith is challenged. And someone says, you shouldn't believe that, that's not true, read this. And then what do? Do you become like them? Or do you recommit your faith and say, the Lord, the one God, the one, only one who saved me, is the one that I will serve. So I hope we remember that. We're young now, but time goes quickly and we'll have to make choices as we get older. Always remember the God who loves you, the God who made you in His image, the God who gave you life and wants life for you, and most importantly, the God who saves you by sending Jesus into the world to die for you and granting you all that glory and honor to be His sons and daughters, just by believing and just by accepting it through grace. Do we want to think about that? Do we want to commit to God? Do we want to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? It's a really good message. So I'm happy it's the theme of our creative festivals. I'm happy we're talking about it. And I'm especially happy that we can honor the feast day of our Lord, Jesus, coming into the temple. Because that's what Mary was doing. She was dedicating her son to God. Even though he was the Son of God, she was taking her baby and saying, we will serve the Lord. We will be faithful to Him. We will continue to believe and to trust in Him, no matter what the world teaches, no matter what else is going on in the world. So let's be like Mary and Joseph and Jesus and make our houses serve the Lord. Recommit our faith and our love to Him today. Okay? Thank you all for being here. You can quietly get up and go back to your seats. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.